And now on Eon Sports Radio, it's The Lunchbox with Dan Lonergan.
Yes, great to have your company around Australia. Well, the trade period's underway for AFLW and it's pretty exciting. And Carlton, who were pretty good last year, are looking to go a lot better next year. And they've already secured the services of one of Collingwood's better players in Nicholas Stevens in a trade. Collingwood have picked up three first-round draft picks as well. There seems to be a bit of unrest down at the Holden Centre because one of their good players too, another one of their good players at Collingwood, Alicia Eva, is considering making a move too. But for the Carlton coach, Damien Keeping, that is definitely not something he needs to worry about at the moment, unless, of course, he can pick up Alicia Eva. But he's got Nicholas Stevens. He's been good enough to join us on the program. Damien, appreciate your time. Welcome.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate your time.
Well, that's a great pickup, Nicholas Stevens. Obviously, you've been eyeing her off. Did you think you'd get her so early in the trade period?
Oh, well, we have been working on it for a little while and ensuring that we were right for Nicola to come to, and indeed that Nicola was right for us. But clearly a player of the calibre of Nicola and what she's able to bring on and off field, we're very excited about. And, you know, she's already started to engage with the members and supporters of Carlton, and, you know, that relationship will grow over time, no doubt, too.
What will she bring to the team, you think?
Oh, she's got an enormous ability to read the flight of the ball, and her intercept marking is elite. A really good decision maker with ball in hand. The kick is really effective as well. Magnificent left foot. She's done a lot of her playing down deep, and you know we're eager to sort of challenge Nicola to get up the ground a little bit and apply those strengths that she's got in other parts of the ground. So I think that's going to be exciting for her and for us to watch her grow through those challenges as well.
So have you been looking at her for a long while, or was it something you just thought about at the end of the season and thought, OK, you would have had your list management meetings and thought, well, this is where we need to go, this is what we need to do. We'll obviously get a few good young players in the draft, but we need to trade pretty aggressively and vigorously, and obviously you've made a good start there.
Yeah, look, the plan that we've put together right from the word go, from back in June last year when we were awarded the licence, hasn't been just a one-year plan. We've been really clear on the fact that we want to build sustainable success within the club. And, you know, Nicola, we're unfortunately not able to pick her up in the first draft. However, you know, we understand the history she's had in the game and how she's grown her game, the resilience she's shown over time. You know, the opportunity to sort of have that discussion with her post the season and attract her to the club was something that we were really eager to do right from the first opportunity we had.
Do you plan to be involved in other trades, or at this stage, is that going to be it? Have you landed your big fish, you think?
Well, I mean, she's an incredible progression to the list, is Nicola, but you know, there will be some other points of interest that we've got that we're still working on. You know, there's a bit of work that we need to do to get those players over the line. And, you know, working with the other clubs now, you know, we've got until Thursday of next week to see if we can add a little bit more to what we've got.
You interested in Alicia Eva? The word is that she's looking at her options as well at Collingwood.
Well, we've not had a conversation with Alicia at this point in time, but she's a valuable asset, I would imagine, to any team, and had a really good season over at Collingwood, establishing herself as a pretty dominant outside mid. So, we haven't had a discussion with Alicia at this point in time, though.
Damien Keeping has joined me, the coach of the Carlton AFLW team. They've made a great start to the trade period, which has got another week to go, picking up Nicholas Stevens, star player from Collingwood, for a number of draft picks. You didn't have to sell the farm, Damien, but as Brian Cook said regarding Geelong with their trading in recent times, you had to sell a little bit of it. Would have you liked a slightly better deal in regard to the number of draft picks you had to give up?
Yeah, we're very pleased. And look, you know, I must say that, you know, Collingwood were very professional in the dealing of putting the trade together. So, you know, I think both clubs have got to outcomes that they're looking for. And, you know, we've, from our point of view, we've done a lot of work in assessing the level of talent that's available to us, and we thought that that was certainly fair and reasonable to get a player of Nicola's standing and ability over to our club, and that that we're prepared to make that assessment around the progression that Nicola added to our list against the trade that we did.
In the men's competition, they say the AFL trade period's almost as brutal as the matches out on the ground. You're getting the impression, I know it's early days, that the women's one is a bit more serene in the way you're dealing with clubs?
Yeah, potentially. The dealing with clubs has been vigorous. But I think, too, what we've been very mindful of at Carlton is the well-being of our playing group. You know, there's first-time experiences that all our girls have gone through, you know, right from the word go in the inaugural season. And this trade period is one of those first-time experiences as well. So there's a lot of nervousness around, and a lot of players uneasy with the position that they have on a list or within the competition itself. And we've been very mindful of being respectful to that position of various individuals and our playing group collectively through this period of time. So, I think that's been really critical, and we've been as open and honest with our playing group as we can.
You picked up another code hopper. I mean, she may try and play both codes. Madison Gay, tell us a little bit about her.
Well, Madison's just started playing footy and down at St Kilda Sharks, and the handful of games she's had, she's demonstrated a real thirst for the contest. She has an elite kick, good decision maker with ball in hand as well. She moves over the ground very, very smoothly and has some speed and power about her. So she'll add to our midfield stocks is just a great character. She'll bring a spark around the group and has a youthfulness about her that we're really eager to embrace from the club perspective. And she's another one that the members and supporters, I think, are going to quickly come to love. She'll have plenty of burst down on the wing of Icon Park and move the ball inside 50 and have shots on goal. So she's going to be an exciting prospect for us.
Do you know if she plans to keep playing both sports or just concentrate on the footy at the moment, being such a good netballer?
Yeah, look, she's played at obviously an elite level. I think that's one of the attracting things that Maddie brings to the club as well. She's experienced elite standards in an elite sporting environment, and she'll add that to our group as well, and help with a few of our younger players that are still learning those elite standards. So I think Maddie's working through, and we'll work with her as to whether or not she progresses her netball in conjunction with football, and as we move through towards our pre-season, we'll get closer to decisions like that.
And Damien, only 8 teams again next year, the same 8 as there was for the first year. You happy with that, or did you think there may have been an expansion after the first year?
Oh, look, I think the AFL have made, you know, right along, they've been really sound in their decision-making process. And again, I think they've found the right spot to allow the competition to really consolidate through this period of time. I think it's an important move. And give everyone the time to prepare for that expansion. It was an incredible first season, and there's a lot of momentum. But as I said, I think the AFL have been really sound, and they've got to the right point to allow the competition to continue to grow at a really controlled rate to make sure that we've got some time and space to do things better. Because, you know, while we think we've got a lot of things right first time round, and, you know, I'm perhaps talking from a club perspective now, we also understand that you know, there's plenty that we can get better at, and I think, you know, the decision not to expand perhaps this year, but, you know, look at 2019, sort of allows us some time and space to get those things right.
And to keep expanding your skills and knowledge, are you involved at all in the Carlton senior team in a coaching role, or maybe just a support role, and trying to learn things from Brendan Bolt and Neil Craig and Co?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the whole coaching group has been really supportive of all our coaches, not just myself, but all our coaches. And you know, we've been through and have got plans for some professional development right across the group. So the learning environment that we've tried to build at the club isn't just about our playing group. Our coaches and staff and the support team that we've got around our players, look for that professional development as well. And we've been very fortunate that the whole of club approach that Carlton have taken to build the AFLW into the club has been incredible, and we're all benefiting from it.
Great to chat, Damien. Congratulations on picking up Nicola Stevens. Good luck for the rest of the trade period, and no doubt we'll chat again soon. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate your interest, Dan. Thank you.
Good on you, Damien, keeping coach of Carlton AFLW. Did pretty well last year. Doing well in the trade early days too. Good player, Nicola Stevens, been picked up, and I'm sure that would annoy Collingwood. It would probably annoy Eddie Maguire every time Carlton and Collingwood are involved in something, and Carlton might get something from Collingwood, such as a win. And even a player, I'm sure that would be something that would be a bit of a bone of contention to the great man. But Nicola Stevens, one of Collingwood's best players, heading to Carlton and Icon Park. And as we've also mentioned, Alicia Reeva might be another Collingwood player also on the move. This is Eon Sports Radio. It's the Lunchbox right around Australia.